This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, ex Arilas Jack Ace Wynn, relator, versus Honorable Scott Allen Lipke, circuit judge, respondent, decided April 29th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, ex REL, no, ED113476, Jack Ace Wynn, relator. Writ of mandamus versus Cape Girardeau County, Circuit Court, Cause Num 24CG CR089001, Honorable Scott Allen Lipke, Circuit Judge, filed April 29, 2025, Respondent. Introduction. The relator, Jacques Wynn, filed a petition for a writ of mandamus seeking to direct the respondent, the Honorable Scott Allen Lipke, Respondent, to enter an order that Wynn be released from the Missouri Department of Corrections, MDC, and placed on probation. We issued an order for suggestions in opposition. Respondent filed an answer in which he admitted all the allegations in Wynn's petition. Based on those admissions, we dispensed with further briefing in the interest of justice as permitted by Rule 8424I. 1, and issued a preemptory writ of mandamus that directed respondent to release Wynn on probation. We now provide a written opinion explaining our decision pursuant to Rule 84.24K. Factual and procedural background 1. All rule references are to the Missouri Rules of Civil Procedure 2025, unless otherwise indicated. On November 18, 2024, Wynn pleaded guilty to the Class C felony of endangering the welfare of a child. The trial court sentenced Wynn to 7 years imprisonment in the MDC, but ordered Wynn to participate in a 120-day shock incarceration program pursuant to Missouri Statute Section 559.115.3. 2. Approximately 30 days before the end of the 120-day shock incarceration program, the Board of Probation and Parole submitted its 30-day report to the trial court indicating that Wynn was on track to successfully complete the program, noting that Wynn's 120th day is 03-22-25, and Wynn shall be released on that date unless otherwise ordered by the court. On February 25, 2025, respondent entered an order finding that Wynn had completed the 120-day program. But respondent stated that the court has determined it would be an abuse of discretion to release Wynn and ordered the execution of the sentence of 7 years. Respondent failed to conduct a hearing before denying Wynn's release. Discussion: a defendant may challenge the denial of probation required by Section 559.115.3 via a writ of mandamus. State ex rel. Williamson versus Cardona, 614 SW3D 634 636, Moap ED 2020. Mandamus is appropriate when a trial court has exceeded its jurisdiction or authority and there is no appellate remedy. ID. The party seeking mandamus must prove a clear, unequivocal, specific right to the redress claimed. State ex relets Valentine Vers Orr, 366 SW3D 534 538, Mornbanc 2012. While ordinarily mandamus does not control the exercise of a trial court's discretionary powers, if the respondent's actions are incorrect as a matter of law, then that action is considered an abuse of discretion and mandamus is appropriate. Adine Section 559.115.3 allows a trial court to place an offender in the 120-day shock incarceration program in the MDC. When the trial court places an offender in the 120-day shock 2, all further statutory references are to RSMO, come sup 2025. 3 incarceration program, the statute mandates the offender's release unless the trial court holds a hearing at which it finds probation is not appropriate. Section 559.115.3. The statute provides in full that you and the court recommends and receives placement of an offender in a Department of Corrections 120-day program. The offender shall be released on probation if the Department of Corrections determines that the offender has successfully completed the program, except as follows. Upon successful completion of a program under this subsection, the Division of Probation and Parole shall advise the sentencing court of an offender's probationary release date 30 days prior to release. The court shall follow the recommendation of the department unless the court determines that probation is not appropriate. If the court determines that probation is not appropriate, the court may order the execution of the offender's sentence only after conducting a hearing on the matter within 90 to 120 days from the date the offender was delivered to the Department of Corrections. Section 559, 1.